This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. It's the Escape Hour, the very exciting Escape Hour. This is your food and travel show. We're here every Saturday at 1 p.m. My name's Russ Masterton. Across the table, I've got the lovely Fiona Brooke. How are you, Fiona?
Very, very well, thanks, Russ.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. Beautiful autumn day.
You're looking stunning today. Tell me about that New York shirt you've got on there.
Vintage Lord and Taylor.
It's
already vintage. I've had it for so long. It's vintage for me. And then it was gorgeous. Vintage before I got it.
Yeah, only adds to your stunningness, that does.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And the beautiful and the gorgeous and the muscle Mary, Tad Lombardo.
You know me.
How are you today?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm very well indeed. Good. I'm very well indeed. It's the weekend. Who couldn't be happy? You
know? That's exactly right.
Now, listen, guys, our first topic today is going to be about that woman.
Yes.
Arena woman.
Yeah.
Margaret Court. What do we think about that? I'll start with you, Ted.
Yeah, I've got a lot to think about that. Just a couple things. On my social media, I put a few things up, and you hear back a lot of people saying, you know, different things and about free speech. And one of the things I'd like to say about free speech is that until everyone is equal, there really is no such thing as true or pure free speech.
Exactly.
I also think that, you know, even when there is free speech, if somebody's going to say something that's going to cause harm to someone else, that shouldn't be. Mm. Especially when it's a group that has historically been marginalized and you know, faces different obstacles because of that marginalization. While I feel she has every right to her opinion, I don't feel that it should have been used in a public way. She's a public figure, and I think there should have been a little bit more. A little more thought put into that. And also, you know, there have been other comments back about, you know, from her side of things saying that, you know, the LGBTIQ community has been bullying her and, you know, about, you know, with the response. And there's just as many straight people not happy with what she said as there are gay people or LGBTI people. So I think that's a lot of bull.
Yeah.
And if you're going to dish it out, you're going to have to take it.
Yep. Fiona, you're absolutely a PR lady.
Hmm.
Listen, people of significance and in the public eye, why do you say stuff like that? I mean, would you tell someone that you represent to say something like that?
No, I think it's very ill-advised.
Yeah.
I mean, and of course, if you say something like that, you understand that there will be some flack that will come from that, and you will get called out upon that by people from the all levels of the community, and it's unacceptable. And you're just going to get it. So to say that she's anxious because she's been, you know, she's this issue of being bullied is absurd. Well, if you didn't want to be bullied, you shouldn't have put yourself out there. It's a big call to make, and there's all these other organisations that she could also boycott if she wanted to. So where's the list? You know,
exactly right.
Where do you start from there?
Yeah, and the other thing too is that, you know, Australia is a secular society. Mm. There is supposed to be separation of church and state. She's obviously entitled to her views, her religious views, but I don't share her religious views. The God I believe in actually believes in equality and love and for everybody, and that's the difference for me, you know. So on one hand, you know, I'm supposed to respect her right to have her view, but I'm not allowed to have mine, and I'm not even allowed to legally to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a big part of the difference in all of that.
Yeah. You know? And I think the 2 points for me is that I don't know what she expected. You know, you make a statement like that, there is going to be backlash. So, you know, I mean, welcome to our world. It's we've been bullied for years.
But
right.
Well, and it just seems, I don't know, but, you know, one week it's a pie in the face that Alan Joyce gets. The next week it's this kind of a thing. Mm. Come on, grow up.
Yep, move on.
Age is supposed to come wisdom. So let's see the wisdom.
Yep. Now, Fiona, you would have seen what happened in Manchester this week. How does that make you feel about travelling? in general? Would you? Does it frighten you to travel?
It does. It doesn't frighten me. No, I mean that's the whole interesting story about where you travel to. When I went to Iran, my mother and you know many other people were like, "You're going to Iran? Oh my God, that's so dangerous!" I'm like, "I could go to Paris. I could go anywhere, and
New York,
it could be dangerous." Yeah. So no, it doesn't prevent me from traveling, and I mean, you just can't stop just because there are people trying to make it impossible for everyone else. You just can't stop doing what you need to do and you can't stop living. And Manchester, I believe, from all the things I've heard about the way that people gathered together, I want to go there more now.
Yeah.
It looks stunning, doesn't
it? I didn't think about Manchester, but all of the what I'm hearing about the outpouring of support from all the different levels of the community and how it was very multicultural and I'm just like, wow, I want to go there now.
I had dinner with a friend from Manchester last night and he said that, terribly sad, but what he was really proud was his community's reaction to it, that they showed the whole world that they've pulled together.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was really beautiful.
The stats show these days that your chances of being in a terrorist attack are 1 in 20 million. You're still more likely to get hit by a car than be in a terrorist attack. But you travel a lot. Dad, what do you think?
Yeah, you know what? I don't let that stop me at all. I mean, I'll obviously check reports, you know, DFAT and that kind of thing to make sure that it is safe to travel too. And if there's any warnings, I'll take that under advisement. But you know, it's never stopped me from going to New York. It's never stopped me from going to London or Paris or anywhere. It makes me more resolved to go to those places in the face of it, I think. And it's important. I think most people do tend to feel that way. And it's important.
You know, I just think we're all smart people. I mean, for us, my reaction for me is, well, if you've got to get this down and dirty and murder children.
Yeah.
I just think it's disgusting. You know, I would go to Manchester just to say to them, you know, I think
your city's great.
Yeah, I think
here I am
great
to celebrate that.
Can I help you? You know, how can I support you? I
just think and do you know what? Donald Trump and I finally agree on one thing.
What's that?
They're evil losers.
Evil losers.
Yeah. Well,
that is a put as only he can. Yeah.
Did you love Malia this week? She doesn't want to hold his hand.
I watched that over and over again. I quite enjoyed that.
First of all, I was like, oh, maybe it's some sort of like secret tap they have.
Nah.
She keeps swatting him away.
Nah, she's done. Yeah.
You know, she's only in there till the end of the presidency, isn't she? I wonder what she'll be worth after they break up.
I know.
He's a funny, strange man. So the interesting thing, as far as travel insurance goes, when it comes to these attacks, and what we often have in our travel agency is people will then call us, and recently there's been a lot going on in North Korea where the people have rung us and said, oh, look, I'm going to China. I want to cancel my trip because of what's, you know, North Korea and China are so close together. Or people are saying, oh, you know, I really don't want to go to the UK now. It sounds like it's really dangerous there. The bottom line is that no travel insurance company will cover your insurance claim.
Yeah, if it's an act of terrorism.
Exactly right. Yeah. As far as everybody's concerned, it's business as usual. And a very, very good rule of thumb for anybody who is frightened of this sort of thing that's happening in our world. Travel insurance companies will state it's business as usual until the airline stopped flying to a destination. Mm. Then they would reconsider whether you might have a claim or not.
So, but it's not just travel insurance. I mean, if you have your homeowners and contents insurance policies and you know, anything that's deemed an act of terrorism is not covered even in those.
Exactly.
So it's not anything that's new. It's always been part of that.
Yeah. So I don't... I for one, you know, you in our industry, in the travel industry, you watch this so closely year in, year out, and it's never stopped me from traveling.
No.
For me, it's sort of like the world's such a fantastic place. There's so much to see and do, and you know, it's what they're trying to do. They're trying to stop us all from traveling and to live in a constant form of fear, and it's not working.
It's not at all.
Isn't working.
Yeah, I think that for those people that will, you know, not travel, it's probably a nice excuse to stay at home and not see the world and just remain in their little bubble, you know, there's always going to be those people anyway, but it should never stop you from going places and seeing things and taking and participating.
Yeah. I think I agree.
But that's not to say we don't have plenty to see and do and enjoy in our own country here.
What a fabulous
obviously.
Country this is.
Well, I have to say, my mother is often saying to me, Fiona, why is it that whenever you travel, you get on a plane? You leave the country. I mean, you leave the country. Why don't you travel locally? make mum when I get too old to, you know, fly long distances.
That's right. That's
Maybe then I'll start travelling a little bit more.
When you're a silver fox, you'll be in that caravan driving around Australia, won't you?
I will be seriously nomading my way around.
Yeah. Now, before we go to our guest, there is one odd point this week. Do you know in the UK, York has just opened up its first divorce hotel?
Mm.
Yeah. So I love the sound of this. So what you do is you pay $17,000. You and your partner or ex-partner-to-be can go and check into this hotel. Now, for the 17 grand, what you get is a quickie divorce. So you go in there, you get four rooms. So there's one for you, one for your spouse, one for the spouse's lawyer and one for your lawyer. In between those four rooms is a little meeting room. So you come in and meet whenever you feel up to chatting about what, you know, who's going to get the cat and who's going to get the kids and all that sort of stuff. And then at the end of the day, you all sit down for a very civilised candlelight dinner and you go to your separate rooms and then you wake up the next morning and you're divorced.
It's extremely civilised.
It is.
I told my husband about that this morning. He said, get real. What yours is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Community property.
Thank you for listening this week. This is The Escape Hour.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.